London, last Thursday night, the private office of Jack Straw.
Now, Mr. Straw, Pinochet's had his tests. Now we need to establish if you're fit enough.
Fit enough?
To be Home Secretary. Because high office can be quite a trial.
Well, fire away. I'm best on pink questions, by the way. Entertainment. Don't ask me anything about history, and I'm totally hopeless at yellow.
All right, well, we'll start with the easy ones. Name?
Jack Straw.
Year?
2000.
Why are you deporting alleged Nazi war criminal Konrad Kelleisch to Australia?
Because, it's a long way away.
What about the damning evidence from the US Justice Department?
Was it are you being served?
And have you considered the Australian War Crimes Commission?
Yes, I know this. Roy Kinnear.
Does your attitude to that alleged murderer contradict your attitude to Pinochet?
I think I'll phone a friend.
You see, Mr. Straw, you're confused, demented. Why don't you just resign?
Ah, I do know this one. It's because I'm a spineless, cynical politician who's always passing the buck.
Is the right answer. Dead Ringers.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Edwards. The headlines this evening. Half of Britain will own a mobile phone by next year, according to figures released today. But it's... Oh, sorry about this. Hello? Oh, yes. Well, fine, thanks, yes. Yeah, look, can you... Yes, very nice New Year, thank you, yes. Well, I played Spin the Bottle at Moira Stewart's house. Oh, she's a lovely woman. Look, can you call me back? Okay, see you. Yeah, ciao. Sorry about that. With more on that mobile phone story, we go over live now to Peter Sissons, who's on the train.
Yes, hello. I'm on the train. I'm going to be late.
Thank you very much indeed, Peter. And now here's Isabel with the weather. I fancy her rotten.
Once upon a time, Mummy Blair and Daddy Blair found out that they were expecting Baby Blair. And they were very happy.
Oh, Daddy Blair, I'm so happy that my rather frightening Joker out of Batman-style outrageously large grin is even bigger than normal.
Yes, it certainly is, Mummy Blair. And what's funny is that when Baby Blair is born, it will look exactly like that nasty little William Hague who lives in the village.
Who? Baldilocks? When the baby's born, it'll be Baldilocks and the three Blairs.
Yes, wide smiles. Well, we'd better get you checked over, I suppose. I'll just book an appointment with our spin doctor.
And so Mummy Blair and Daddy Blair made preparations for the big day. They knocked through next door where the fat squatter lived, bought lots of baby clothes, and organised as many public relations exercises as they could fit in. Meanwhile, Baldilocks had found out.
Fionn, have you seen this? Mummy Blair and Daddy Blair are having a baby. Their ratings will go through the roof. What can we do?
Well, why don't we have one?
You are, you insane woman. We'd have to have sex first.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I never thought about that.
Oh, it's no good. I'm just going to have to steal all of Daddy Blair's policies instead.
And so Baldilocks broke into the three Blairs' house and started going through all of Daddy Blair's policies.
Right, let's try this one. Oh, no, a bit too far to the left for me.
So he tried another policy.
Oh, no, a bit too similar to many of my own.
But the third policy was just right.
A private-public split on ownership of the London Underground. I'll have that.
So Baldilocks stole the policy and ran back into the scary woods, where a big, ugly, horrible, weird monster tried to gobble him up.
Michael Portillo, what are you doing here?
And that's the end of our Tory.
White smile and starry eyeballs. You're listening to the Today programme. It's a little after 18 minutes past 8. Now, England's cricketers out in South Africa have lost yet another test series, and there's rumours that they've simply run out of new excuses. Nasser Hussain joins me now. Nasser, is it true?
No, it's not true. John, no. Odd bags of new excuses. Mm-hmm. We lost because there was an alien spaceship hovering around the ground, and it was metallic. And the gleam from the ship caused our middle order batsmen to be dazzled. and things.
Well, I'm just hearing from Bill Frindle that that excuse was first used in 1930 by Johnny Won't Hit Today Douglas.
Right. So, yeah. We lost because of badgers.
Hmm.
Yeah, during the tea interval, the dressing room was invaded by badgers.
Well, I'm sorry, NASA, but that was used when we lost in the World Cup
Alex Stewart last summer.
Yes, Alex Stewart, that's right. Now, NASA, why can't you just admit that England are rubbish?
Okay, I admit it. We're no good.
Ah, at last.
We're no good. Because of the Millennium Bug. come on, no one's used that one before, isn't it? It's topical.
Hello again, and welcome to Cartoon Animal Hospital. And this here is Scooby-Doo, and he's been brought in by his owner, Shaggy here. Like the T-shirt, mate. Now, what's the problem with little Scooby here, Shaggy?
Well, like Scooby's afraid of, like, ghosts.
What's going on?
Behind a little bell. I've never heard a bark like that before. Let's just pop him behind this X-ray.
Yes.
There we go. You calm down there, little Scooby. There he goes. Go boom, 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 boom. Now, have a look through there. Look, you can see everything that he's swallowed over the day. Look, there's a spanner there. There's too many Scooby snacks, I reckon. There's the missing jewels there, and of course, the caretaker's projector for projecting ghosts. So I'm afraid, Mr. Shaggy, that he's going to have to be put down.
Zoinks! Run, Scoob!
Jerry, I believe you have some demands.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. I'd like the IRA to keep its weapons, and I want an end to all Orange Order marches in Northern Ireland forever.
Reverend Paisley.
I want to say this! Mr. Adams, that's fine by me.
How refreshing. How Heineken.
Hey, want to attach his name, please?
My name is the Doctor.
Pardon?
My name is the Doctor. You asked my name.
No. What name are you looking for, sorry?
Oh, I'm very sorry. Do forgive me. I'm looking for the Master.
The Master?
Yes.
And you're the Doctor.
Yes, I need to speak to him very urgently. I've got a very important job to do, one that involves the entire future of your species. Now, what is the number of the Master?
And where is the Master?
He is in Gallifrey.
Gallifrey?
Yes.
How are you spelling Gallifrey?
G-A-L-L-I-F-R-E-Y. Can you find that?
Master of a first name.
It has never been discovered. He is pure evil.
I'll just have a search for that then, okay?
I'm speaking to the man. He is in search of the Master.
The Master, he lives in Gallifrey.
Yes.
You don't have an address?
Yes, I do. Constellation of Castorberus, 003.079 from Galactic Zero Center.
And your name again was?
I'm the Doctor.
I'm not going to listen for that at all here.
You must listen to me. I renounce the Society of Time Lords. Now I am just a traveller.
You're a traveller? From
yes.
Where?
All right, well, if you can't find me that number, can you give me the number of a kebab shop? I'm worn out talking to you.
Cliff, I'm telling you, I loved your Millennium Prayer.
Yeah, okay, only because you're my agent.
True. So let's do another and beat everyone to number one again.
Well, I've already got one. It's another familiar bit of the Bible and sung to a popular tune.
Right, yes. And?
The Ten Commandments sung to the Hokey Cokey. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. Steal, kill, steal, kill, or cover thy neighbor's mouth. Father, mama, dad, don't say the Lord's name in vain. And that's what it's all about. Oh, do the Ten Commandments. Oh, do the Ten Commandments. Oh, do the Ten Commandments. Here comes Moses, rah, rah, rah.
Welcome to the second series of Walking with Dinosaurs.
Once again, the BBC has consulted the finest minds in paleontology and archaeology to establish exactly how these prehistoric creatures lived their lives. And we haven't just made up loads of stuff like last time, honest. Tyrannosaurus rex, the fiercest meat eater of the late Cretaceous era. He has small, spindly forelegs which are of little use, but very strong back legs. From this, we can safely assume that this majestic creature was a tap dancer. Adept in a variety of steps, this fearsome beast would approach his prey from heavy undergrowth, better to mask the distinctive sounds of his tap shoes. But was the greatest hunter the earth ever known wiped out by the onset of disco? Tyrannosaurus rex, the first of the great accomplished soft shoe shufflers. Or maybe he just used those legs to run with. We'll never know for sure, but I know which one makes better telly.
So, my producer, he said to me, Ronnie. No, he did. He said, Ronnie said, it's been a funny old week. George Harrison and his wife were attacked by a knife-wielding maniac. Liam Gallagher has announced that he and Patsy are now planning to get stabbed sometime early in the new year. A vicious, mass-murdering Nazi war criminal is to leave Britain after spending years in an old people's home. The authorities are furious. He's the most enthusiastic member of staff they've had in ages. New Irish Education Minister, Mr. Martin McGuinness, issued a statement today saying that he'll be putting emphasis on the three R's: reading, writing, and republicanism. It's the way I tell them. Cabbies in Taiwan are being offered free courses in speaking the English language. If the scheme's a success, it might even be extended to cabbies in England as well. And finally, France is still recovering after torrential rain. Several people were pulled out of floods in a condition described tragically as washed.
Hi, Des here. For you. Let me tell you a joke, like that advert for the BBC. Lily Savage, Barry Norman, and Frank Skinner were on an aeroplane.
All of a sudden, there's an announcement over the tannoy. Aye, it's the captain here.
I'm afraid we're losing altitude. And why not? If there's any excess talent aboard, your help would be greatly appreciated.
On hearing this, Frank Skinner stands up and says,
Right then, I'm jumping off the plane.
5 minutes later, and there's another announcement from the captain.
It's me again. I'm afraid we're still losing altitude.
So Barry Norman gets up and
jumps off the plane. And why not?
Another 5 minutes later, and the captain's back on the bleeding tannoy.
He says, I'm terribly sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but it appears we're still losing altitude.
So another BBC celebrity stands up and says,
I'm off as well. See you later.
The BBC, seriously losing talent.
BBC Radio 4. Now here's a look into this afternoon's money box.
Hello, we've got a packed money box today. Can't seem to get the stopper out. Brian, have you got something to... Oh, God, it's stuck, Brian.
I've got my flick knife.
Oh, nice one. Oh, there's blood on it.
I had a run-in with that Wogan again in the car park.
Oh, I heard he fights dirty.
He went for my balls in a grapple. I had to do him.
Ah, oh. Oh, that's it. I can never open this thing.
Shouldn't bite your nails.
Here's your knife.
Thank you. That's money box this afternoon at 3 o'clock. He squealed like a stuck pig, the Irish fool.
Welcome back to Cartoon Animal Hospital. Now, here's a poor little fella. He's a cat. His name's Tom, and he's been brought in by a huge black housekeeper. Now, Tom seems to have swallowed an anvil, and the bottom half of his body is now shaped exactly like an anvil.
He's a bad cat, that Thomas!
I'm sure he is. But the procedure is quite simple. We'll just have to wait until the next frame of the cartoon, and then it won't be there anymore. Implausible, yes, but hey, that's the world of cartoon medicine for you.
Final strike, Davey's name, please.
My name is the Doctor.
Right, which name is it you're looking for, sir?
Oh, the name I'm looking for, the Master.
Is that right, sir?
Yes. Could you find that for me?
Where does the Master live, sir?
He lives in Gallifrey, constellation of Castorberus, 0.703 from 03 Galactic Zero Centaur.
I think I might be international directory.
Good evening. I'm Michael Burke. On 999 Lifesavers, I introduce you to ordinary people caught in extraordinary life-threatening situations. Exciting, wasn't it? Well, now, join me again for more electrifying real-life dramas in my new series, 192 Directory Inquiries. For Doreen Wilson, March the 2nd, 1998, started out as just another day.
I'd got into work about 5 to 7 in the morning to start my shift, and almost as soon as I sat down, the telephone rang. Directory Inquiries, Doreen speaking. What name, please? It was a man asking for a branch of Halfords in Bury St Edmunds. I knew I had to act fast because he sounded like he was in a mild hurry.
Luckily, Doreen was able to remember a technique she had learnt during her training period. Something they called looking the number up.
By that time, I was reacting purely on instinct. I was more machine than woman.
It was at this point that disaster struck. For some reason, the computer couldn't find the number.
It must have been a new branch of Halfords.
Doreen only had a matter of seconds if she was to prevent the man from becoming slightly inconvenienced.
The answer just came to me in a flash. I can give you the number for Halfords head office in Brentford, if you like.
Could you have displayed the same presence of mind as Doreen in a similar situation? Well, thanks to her calm composure, a man was able to order an inner tube from Halfords in Bury St Edmunds and save himself a long trip to Ipswich. Next week, join me, Michael Burke, for a brand new series. 1471, Who Was It? Until then, goodbye.
Now a new series for Radio 4. Dr. Anthony Clare is in the psychopath's chair.
My guest strapping me into the chair this week is said by some to be the embodiment of evil. Welcome, Dr. Hannibal Lecter. Now, Dr. Lecter, let's address your relationship with your parents first.
First, I slit them from ear to ear, lightly smoke their livers, then enjoy them as a light supper.
And how did this affect your relationship with them?
I can smell you, Anthony. Can you hear the lambs, Anthony?
No. So, join me next week, where I'm already eagerly anticipating being in the psychopath's chair with Jack the Ripper with some relish.
Some relish, some alfalfa, and some beans, some nice Chianti.
Neville Lecter there, in the psychopath's chair. He's actually not that hard. I could take him with my blade any time. I'd open him up like a tin of beans.
Hello, Director Inquiries?
Yes, I wondered if you might be able to assist me.
Uh-huh.
Well, can you or can you not?
It depends on what you're looking for, sir.
My name is the Doctor. I travel through space and time.
Are you looking for a number?
Yes, yes, I am. I wondered if you could give me the number of the Master. Can you do that for me?
Unless you're looking for a proper number, then I'm going to have to terminate your call.
Yes, I am. If you would look up the Master, I'm sure you will find it. I know it's in existence. What does your computer say when you dial in Master?
Welcome back to Cartoon Animal Hospital. Now, we've got another little chat for you now. Now, what's wrong with you, little fella?
I'm droopy.
I know what you're called, mate, but what are you here to see the doc for, eh?
I'm Droopy. I can't satisfy Mrs. Droopy. She started to sniff around other dogs. Pluto, Goofy, Velma from Scooby-Doo.
Oh, dear. Well, nice to see some cartoon experts in there. I think I can help you, Droopy. Can you see what it is? Yep. A little bit of blue there. Yep, it's a giant blue cartoon Viagra.
I'm very, very happy.
David. Oh, David, get out of my knicker drawer. Come on. Come and play Trivial Pursuit.
All right, Victoria.
Okay, green. Science and nature. What is Einstein's most famous equation?
A equals MC squared.
How refreshing. How Heineken.
Now listen, Cliff, we need a B-side for your Ten Commandments single.
Yeah, fine. Hey, I've got another new song.
Have you? What is it?
It's the Sermon on the Mount to the tune of EastEnders.
Another terrible idea. They'll love it.
Yeah, okay. One, two, three, four. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are the pure in heart.
Hi there, shoppers, it's Supermarket Sweep. And oh, marvellous. Now here's today's contestant, it's Jeffrey Archer. Here's the beep. And he's off.
Oi, you, stop that, bloke, boy. Come back with him suits you haven't paid.
Join me next time on Supermarket Sweep when I'll be shopping him to the pigs. Goodbye.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to Brian of Britain. Yes, now, will our Brians please introduce themselves?
One is Brian Sewell, war hero, inventor, and expert in being a Brian.
I'm Brian Blessed, I'm all big like a huge lion, and I like to laugh. Oh, that's that.
And I am Brian Perkins, broadcaster, assassin, model, and spy. Don't try anything on with me, Robinson. I'll make you squeal like a lady if you come at me all bigging yourself up.
Okay, Brian. And finally, number four.
Hello, I'm Anita Smith, expert on the history of wood.
Ah, well, I'm afraid, Mrs. Smith, that you face immediate disqualification. I'm dreadfully sorry, as your name, sadly for you, is not Brian.
Well, I can have it changed.
Goodbye, Mrs. Smith.
Now, you think that I'm the best, don't you? You think that I'm the best, Brian?
Why, yes. Ah, Brian Perkins. Who could deny you? Good
this
sir.
Is an outrage. Simply typical of everything.
Shush. Who's the daddy? It's me, Brian Perkins. I'm the daddy now.
I like this.
Ah, that's my catchphrase. And good night, and thank you very much.
Hello, Victoria speaking.
Hello, it's David there.
No, sorry, he's away at the moment.
All right, thanks.
Hello, Victoria speaking.
Yeah, sorry, it's me again. I meant to say, it is David here.
Oh, oh hi, David.
How's Brooklyn?
Oh, it's okay.
Cool.
So how's Rio?
Well, I haven't seen him for a while, as it goes, because I'm in Brazil, but I suppose I'll meet him at the next England game.
Oh, what about the old lingo, then? Have you spoken any Brazilian?
No, Brazilian people don't speak Brazilian, silly.
Oh, so what do they speak?
Welsh.
Yeah, David, did you hear about Mel G and Jimmy Galtese, whatever his name is?
Yeah.
They're going to separate. They've written a joint statement. You don't think that could happen to us, do you, David?
You'd have to write it all by yourself. Do you like my new skirt?
I can't see it from here, can I?
Oh, I'll hold it up to the phone.
No! Don't hold your skirt up. People will see my thong.
Well, I better be going anyway, because our first match kicks off in half an hour.
Oh,
right. Good luck, darling.
Anyway, oh, yeah, while you're there, can you have a look at CFAX? I want to find out whether I score.
Hey?
Well, because we're 3 hours behind over here, so you'll know the result over there.
Oh, right. It's clever.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't tell me, because I'll watch the highlights later on. Love you.
Love you too.
Love you five. Bye.
Oh, that was great, Tom. I haven't made love like that since I was a teenager.
Well, I have to say, I hated it. You know, it was turgid and long, and I found the entire experience utterly disappointing. You know, the vapid expression on your face. The technique was quite frankly undeveloped, and it lacked any imagination at all. You know, in fact, I felt like walking out. Tony, what did you think?
Well, I completely disagree, Tom. I thought there were many vague moments. It was a classic menage a trois.
Yeah, well,
no, Jermaine?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. It was really passionate in a post-feminist, neo-menopausal, premenstrual sort of way.
Well,
mixed views from our panel there.
Could you just budge up a bit and stop hogging the duvet?
So, it's me again. And the world is still reeling from the amazing news that President Yeltsin stood down, and the even more amazing news that he stood up. Millennium Bug failed to bring chaos and devastation to British industry. But the government said not to worry. Gordon Brown, the manager, all by himself. Professional thieves made off with the work of a well-known 18th century impressionist. Police are shocked. They can't think who would want to steal Mike Yarwood. The creator of the Charlie Brown cartoon strip is retiring. He's well prepared for being a pensioner. He spent most of his life drawing peanuts every weekend. And it's good night from me.
Dead Ringers star Alison McGowan, Kate Robbins, John Coltrane, and Simon Lipson. It was written by John Holmes and Andy Hurst, Simon Blackwell, Ned Fountain and Tom Jameson, Ivor Bedil and Ashley Baroda, Mark Haynes, D.A. Barr and Ewan Marshall and Trevor Lloyd, Lawrence Howard, Jared Foster, Rupert Russell and Richard Hayley, and Matt Holmes, Justin Fesso, Henry Naylor, George Jeffrey and Bert Tyler Moore. Producers were Phil Dare, Johnny Wallace and Mario Scaramides.
And finally, the lucrative speaking clock contract has been won by actor Hugh Grant. And here's what he sounds like.
At the third stroke, essentially the time where I'm almost certain, in fact, at the time. Oh, bugger!